WBBM News Time 1, the noon business hour is presented by Old Second Bank.
So we're looking at the stocks that are getting off to a rather tepid start this week. Let's take a closer look. We're joined by returning guest Mike Willman, president at Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Mike, glad to have you back with us on the program. Well, we're looking at a pattern that seems to have become rather familiar over the last few days. What's your take on what the hesitation is as far as traders are concerned, either up or down?
Yeah, it seems like we have a mixed bag today. You know, the Dow is just slightly positive and the NASDAQ and the S&P are down after a really nice start to 2013. I think markets are a little quiet because we're gearing up for this first full week of fourth quarter earnings. What I see is two big stories to talk about today. The first is the slowdown of Apple. So, you know, Apple is off over 3% today. It's bringing down both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. And this is, a stock that briefly dipped below $500. And, it's a stock that hit an all-time high of over $700 in September. So the story here is there have been several reports that Apple has made huge cuts in orders for screens for the iPhone 5 for the first quarter. Reports say that Apple has also cut orders for other iPhone 5 components. They're reporting their earnings on January 23rd, and hopefully we'll give some visibility into the first quarter. We need to keep in mind, though, that this is a company that has a huge cash hoard, very healthy balance sheet, a good dividend yield, and they're trading at a cheap multiple. The other big story is financial stocks. They've been getting beaten up today in front of an earnings report due later this week from most of the big financials. Goldman's down, Citibank, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan. Financials were a very good place to be in 2013. They're one of the best performing sectors for the year. Earnings season started out last week with a report from Wells Fargo that caused concern, and I think that might be dragging down the sector for this week. There still seems to be some concern about the health of large banks and the lingering effect of the mortgage mess, but many banks are doing what they can now to put that in the rearview mirror. An example of that was B of A's big settlement last week with Fannie Mae over disputed mortgages.
There are still these crises out in front of us, Mike, with the debt ceiling and the drastic budget cuts all is scheduled for March if nothing is done. And it doesn't look like Congress is anywhere near that at this point. So the question is, why have the markets been doing so well?
That's a good question, and that was one of the other topics on my list to talk about. Markets don't like uncertainty, and we do have that big question lingering with the debt ceiling increase. The U.S. is expected to hit that borrowing limit by March. The last time our government had the fight over the debt ceiling, this led to one of the worst or most volatile weeks in stock market history, and that also coincided with the U.S. losing its AAA credit rating. The markets have been relatively calm recently, you know, like you just mentioned. So I think maybe investors may be thinking that Congress, has learned a lesson from the last debt ceiling fight. I don't know. I think also investors saw Congress strike the last-minute deal to avoid the fiscal cliff. So maybe they're hoping for the best this time around.
You know, we know that a lot of investors fled the market when the 2008 market crash took effect. We saw them bail out again a couple of years ago. Some people held on, some people didn't. Now we're hearing talk that it's time to leave the bonds and come back into equities. What's your thinking? And what are your customers doing, your clients?
Yeah, bonds belong in portfolios certainly for, people who are, getting closer to retirement and even in the, in the middle zone of their savings. So, I don't believe it's time to completely leave bonds. There is concern because rising rates in the future can hurt bonds. But if you look at what's going on, the Fed can't move up rates anytime soon. The economy is still pretty fragile. Unemployment's still high. The housing market is still weak. I mean, what you can do and what we are here doing in bond portfolios is being very diversified. We're allocating to municipal bonds, to mortgages, to junk bonds, international and emerging market bonds. So, you certainly don't want to hold just one category of bonds or be, overweighted in treasuries, for instance. Being diversified is the key.
It sounds as if you're talking about taking a little more risk on bonds as people would with equities.
Definitely. Certainly within measure, you don't want to be, have a portfolio that's completely loaded up on junk bonds. You want to have things spread out. And, the bulk of our investments are in more conservative bond categories. But You know, with yields so low, you have to look around in different areas to get that extra return boost.
Thanks for the advice, Mike. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks again, guys.
Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.